Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. Another hot day in September, but I saw something on radar, you know, just a little while ago before coming in the studio, and it was something I hadn't seen in a while. It was an actual thunderstorm, and it was approaching Lake Maurepas. If you're on I-55, maybe it hit you. I don't know. You know, one of the things about this hot weather with no rain is, you know, one of the things that we get used to in this part of the country is we get used to change. You know, the weather never stays the same. And, you know, when I lived in San Diego and was on the air there, San Diego is, you know, one of the most beautiful cities in America. I mean, it's incredible. The weather is incredible. But, you know, coming from here, the weather in San Diego was like so nice every day that I wanted to see a thunderstorm. I wanted to see some rain. And that's the way I kind of feel with this long stretch of just hot weather with no rain. Not only for the relief in terms of the temperature, but just in terms of variety, because, you know, we're used to changing weather. And when it stays the same all the time like this, I get a little unsettled. So I'm ready to see some rain. Or see something happen. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Once again, we have a lot to talk about. And I want to continue today to talk about something that I started talking about on the show yesterday. And that is the hate. There are people who are in the business of promoting hate. And I wrote a blog about this the other day. I think it was Friday. And it's still up on the Scoot page. It also should still be up on Scoot on the Air Facebook. But the blog was about how, you know, in advertising, they say sex sells. And sex does sell. Sex, you know, in advertising, it gets your attention. And that's the whole idea, to get your attention for a client or for a product, service or product. So sex is not the only thing that sells. Hate sells. And I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't understand it. But I think in common layman's terms, I think I can explain it this way. There are emotions within us, and it seems like it's really easy to touch that emotion of hate. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the way we are wired as human beings. Maybe it's that simple. It's just the way we are. I mean, think about the accident on the interstate. If there's an accident on the side of the road, I know you don't slow down, I don't slow down, but everybody else slows down, right? They slow down to just, I don't know, in some ways to be cautious, but they're also curious. And, you know, if it's just a car parked on the side of the road and another car, people slow down for that. If it's a police car and another car that maybe the police officer's pulled over, we slow down for that. If there's an EMS vehicle on site, we really slow down because we want to see what happened. We're curious. So there's a side of us that is intrinsically driven toward violence. And I think there is this emotion in us, this emotion of hate. And it doesn't take much to touch that emotion. And sometimes it seems like it's more difficult to get people to love somebody than to get somebody to hate somebody. And so whatever the reason it just seems obvious that hate is a product that is on sale and people are promoting it and selling it, and a lot of Americans are buying it. And they're buying it even if it's hypocritical, even if it's not logical. They're buying it because it just touches that raw primal nerve in them. And when I say hate, maybe that's a strong word, but it is a word that does describe what is out there. It's not just dislike. No, it's hate. It's pure hate. And there are people on the right who just have pure hate for the left. There are people on the left who have pure hate for the right. They hate everything the right stands for. But what we're missing in this whole equation is the fact that we should both be Americans first. People on both sides should be Americans first. And even if you disagree with what is being said on the left, you can hate what's being said. But you can't try to stop it with violence. Because that hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. Attorney General Pam Bondi is involved in a controversy now that she started, a controversy yesterday. She started the controversy by saying that hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. And that if somebody is guilty of hate speech, the government's going to come after you. Well, that's in defiance of the First Amendment. And there are even Republicans, and there's a conservative talk show host who is bashing Pam Bondi for saying that. And Britt Hume, senior political analyst for the Fox News Channel, also reprimanded Pam Bondi and said she needs to know this, that hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. Now, it doesn't mean that we should go out and participate in hate speech, but it's just a reminder that we can be hateful. It's not good. We shouldn't be. And we should start rejecting that. But we have a right to say something that somebody else thinks is hateful. We've got some breaking news right now. Let's go to Madisonville. Claude, you're on WWL. Claude, it's raining in Madisonville?
Truck driver. I'm out here in Madisonville. I'm
yeah.
Right down, pouring down rain and lightning. I mean, it is coming down severely.
I think that's that storm I saw that was kind of approaching Lake Maurepas, and I guess it's hitting Madisonville.
That's it. Headed towards LaGrange and Hammond right now in the heavy rain. If you got your four-ways on, turn them off.
Yeah, wow. I guess the way I saw it, it looks like it's moving to the east, so it looks like it might hit Mandeville, Covington, Lacombe, and maybe ultimately Slidell.
I'm at the 57-mile marker right now. I drove in it, and it looks like I'm driving out of it now.
Okay, and you're heading west.
Westbound. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, Claude, I appreciate that update. I mean, it's not often, but once in a while, it's breaking news when it rains. And when we've gone through this as long of a stretch of just hot weather with no rain, you know, we're going to break in and report rain when we hear about it. Claude, I appreciate the breaking news. So, yeah, there's a possibility that you're going to actually experience some rain this afternoon. And I would think that this storm is heading toward Mandeville and Covington and Lacombe, and then maybe on to Slidell. So at least those of you in the path of this storm are going to get a little break from the hot, partly cloudy weather that we've had with no rain for a long time. So anyway, just getting back to this idea about hate being sold and people buying hate. It's happening. And we need to challenge ourselves to not accept it. Like this conservative talk show host, Eric Erickson, he criticized Pam Bondi because Pam Bondi is wrong when she says that if you participate in hate speech, the government's coming after you. Now, she kind of clarified that today, but she did not say this yesterday. If hate speech is part of inciting violence, then yes, that aspect of hate speech is against the law. You can't incite violence. You can't promote violence. And if you do that for political reasons, that would be hate speech, but that would be illegal. but just hate speech for just saying something about politics today, just being involved in a political debate today, you can say things that other people think are hateful. I don't think you should. And I'm going to really, you know, do what I can to temper my attitude, still being honest about my feelings and opinions. But I don't want to contribute to this hate fest anymore, because that's what it is. It's a nationwide hate fest. And it is on both sides. So how do we ramp this down? How do we cool things off a little bit? It's not going to be easy, but I think we need to try. And we as individuals have a job to do. We're going to talk more about that in the next hour. Tonight is the debate of the mayoral candidates here in New Orleans. Because of what we have gone through the last, 8 years of Mayor LaToya Cantrell, because of what we've gone through, because of what she put us through, we are, as a city, looking forward to a change. It was really disturbing yesterday when an African-American caller said that he plans on voting for the candidate who is in the lead. And he has been threatened. He's been told that if he votes for this person and people know about it, he needs to watch his back. And the caller called from New Orleans East. And I just thought that is really sad. Is there, and you could answer this question, is there pressure on African Americans in New Orleans to vote for the African American candidates and not the white candidate, even if they believe in their hearts and minds that the white candidate is the better candidate? We need to come face to face with this issue, because this is one of the problems that we have in this country. People voting for somebody that they think is going to represent them, when really they're just representing themselves. And when you think of Ray Nagin, when you think of LaToya Cantrell, if you're an African-American citizen in New Orleans, I don't see how you could think that either one of those administrations really represented you and really helped you. Mayor Cantrell's African-American. She turned her back on the African-American citizens in New Orleans. I don't know what she did to really help them. And she ripped off the African-American citizens in New Orleans by going on those trips and by spending money to have her love affair, allegedly. We know she went on the trips with Jeffrey Vappi. We know that. But is there this pressure to vote for somebody that has the same skin color? By the same token, whites should not vote for a white candidate because the candidate is white. They shouldn't vote against the African-American candidates because they're African-American. They should vote for the candidate that they think is going to be the best mayor for our city. And I just don't see how the black community in New Orleans can look back over the LaToya Cantrell years and think that voting for somebody that has your skin color is a good idea, because she hurt this city. And now she's under federal indictment. She's traveling. She was given permission to travel. It's a family trip. So she's traveling, but not under the guise of I'm doing this for the city of New Orleans and I need to do this. And then she's sneaking off with somebody else and doing other stuff. That's what's alleged in the indictments. It's not that, apparently, it's not that kind of trip. But Mayor Cantrell didn't help the black community. She didn't help this city. She did not help this city at all. She hurt the city. So is there pressure to vote for the candidate because of their skin color? And I want you to be honest with me. And if you're one of our many, many, many African-American listeners, I want you to answer that question. Do you feel like you are free within your community to vote for whoever you want to vote for? If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Yeah, you know, we started talking about it yesterday. I do want to talk more about the hate factor, the hate fest that's going on in America. But it's going to require that people are willing to stand up and reject the hate that is coming from people that they like or people that they think they agree with. And that's not going to be an easy task.
Yeah, we can't really do anything until we all kind of get on the same page about what is hate speech and what is just, I'm participating in the political sphere and I'm standing up for what I believe in and I'm pointing at those that I disagree with and saying that I'm disagreeing with those. There's too many people that think that that is an act of hate. You know, nobody on this program is saying we disagree with X, Y, and Z so much that we don't even believe they have the right to say that or that they don't even have the right to exist. They don't have the right to address their grievances to the government and in the media and the public sphere. I mean, that's not at all what we do on this station.
And you're right, and that's so true, Ian. I mean, we have never said that somebody who is just speaking things that I might disagree with or we might disagree with as a show, we've never said they don't have a right to speak those things. We have responded with what we believe, but we've never said they don't have a right to say those things. And this is this seems to be a big misunderstanding that, you know, it's not hate speech if you say something about somebody else, it's not automatically hate speech because it's hate speech to you because it is against the person that you like, but that doesn't constitute hate speech.
It's bizarre that there are people listening who will hear you say something like, President Trump is probably not going to yank down inflation by 4 points by the end of his first month in office. That's an absurd thing to promise. It's not going to happen. You know, vote for him for any reason you can think about. We're all here to do. That's what you want to vote the way you want to vote. Great. Love it. Happy for you. Legitimately happy for you that you have that.
Yeah.
But just because we say he's not going to end the war in Ukraine on day one, he's not going to yank grocery prices and gas prices and the inflation rate down on day one, that is not hate. But people call it hate
because it
helps them feel better about the fact that you're right.
Well, this is a good point. Deep down,
they hear what you're saying and they know that it's correct, but they don't want to internalize that. So they just say, oh, that you're just spreading hate.
Yeah, I've never expressed actual hate toward Donald Trump. Ever. Give me an example. I haven't. And I was called a Trump hater during the campaign when I said, he's not going to be able to fix inflation on day one. He's not going to be able to end the war on day one. I said, I hope he does, but he's not going to be able to do it. And so I get called a Trump hater because I don't agree with him. That's not hate speech. And hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. And again, because I'm local and people feel like they can react to me, you know, if you disagree with me on this, you also disagree with Britt Hume on the Fox News channel. You also disagree with Eric Erickson, a conservative talk show host who you might like, but you want to focus your hate, your direction is toward me, not toward them. And maybe that's because I'm local and I'm accessible.
It's crazy to see people that we were previously made to understand are free speech absolutists. People that would say, you know, I may terribly disagree with what you have to say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. A lot of those people are kind of changing their tune right now. And honestly, I think that's okay. I'm not really going to hold them to account for that because we as a nation are traumatized. Nobody is on their best behavior right now. And I don't think they should really be expected to be because we're going through this kind of primal scream as a country. But if that turns into legislation, if that turns into action, that really you can't go out and say X, Y, Z if we don't like it, and we're going to use the power of the government to keep you from doing that, well, then we've really crossed the Rubicon. You know, and I'm not sorry to see all these people losing their jobs for what they had to say about Charlie Kirk on social media. I'm really not. Not because of the content of that speech, but if you have not learned by now, in the year of our Lord 2025, that you can and will be held accountable for what you say on social media, I don't know what else we can do for you. Don't get on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or Facebook and say something that you may later come to regret. If you have those feelings, if you have those thoughts and you must express them, do it to your close friends. Do it to your family. Do it to people that you know aren't going to turn around and blow up your boss about it. This is so elementary.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the other interesting thing here, Ian, is that, you know, people will be critical of anything that's said, but then they say outrageous things, too.
Absolutely.
That others interpret the same way they're interpreting other things. So there is an overwhelming wholesale amount of hypocrisy here that we have to try to weed through as best we can. But look, I want to talk about that in the next hour. Right now, I really want to focus on the mayor's race.
Yes, please.
And I want to ask you, especially if you're an African-American citizen of New Orleans or this area and you care about New Orleans, is there pressure on African-Americans to vote for African-American candidates? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. And I'm sure you've heard the news, in our news, that, God, that's just such a legend. Robert Redford has passed away. I think he was 89 years old. Led a tremendous life, but sorry that he's gone. He was in so many fabulous movies. I think one of my favorite Robert Redford movies was All the President's Men. And the other one was The Sting. But he was also in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids. And for many of you, that might have been your favorite Robert Redford movie. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Election coming up October the 11th, and I hope you're planning to vote. That's important. And right now, one of the recent polls shows that for the mayor's race in New Orleans, Helena Moreno is at 51%. Oliver Thomas is at 16%. Royce Duplessis is at 11%. And 15% are undecided. Now, I wonder how many of those undecided might be African Americans who are reluctant to vote for the white candidate. And I mean, let's just talk about the elephant in the room. There are people who I think, based on a call we had yesterday, who feel like they're somehow turning on their race if they don't vote for somebody that is part of their race. And I'll say the same thing for white voters. You don't vote for the white candidate because they're white. You vote for the best candidate in the race. You vote for the person that you think is going to be best for our city. And right now, Helena Moreno has a huge lead, but I know she's not taking that for granted. And 15% are undecided, which is a lot of undecided voters. But if you're African-American and in New Orleans, or in, you know, if you're a voter in New Orleans, are you concerned about committing to the white candidate? I mean, let's just put it that way. This city needs to vote for the best candidate. I'm not telling you who to vote for. But I don't like this sense of a reluctance to vote against the black candidates if you're African American, because that's not American. In America, we should vote for the best candidate. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Larry in Algiers. Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
But, Scoot, as a black man, I think I stand a better chance of a black candidate, a black mayor being there.
Why?
Even though there might be a white guy who might end up better, I still think my chances.
What do you mean your chances? Your chances for what, Larry?
My chances for survival. We have to survive. You don't understand. I can tell by listening to you. You don't understand what black people have been through.
Well, I can only understand from what I see. I'm not going to pretend to understand because I'm not black.
We didn't go through what you see right now. We've gone up to this point. I think my chances, my accessibility, I can get to a black person, whoever he is, as mayor, then easier than I can get to a white person who is mayor.
What did Mayor Cantrell do for you?
What did Cantrell do for me? What did the white people do for me?
What did Cantrell do for you?
None of them has done nothing since I've been in New Orleans. Nobody has done nothing.
Okay.
So I'm like, neither one of them. One is no better than the other one. It's just whose heart is in the right place.
Well, it's up to the candidates to convince you that their heart's in the right place.
Yeah, but they all say, if you listen at these.
Well, I know that. I know.
Everybody sounds good.
So why do you bother voting?
Well, because it's my duty. So many people have died. I've come through a lot. I'm an older gentleman now, and I've come through a lot. So I vote because I feel like it's my civic duty to vote.
But I would also suggest that it's your civic duty to not be racist and to not think about race and skin color and to vote for the candidate that you believe is going to do the best for you, even though there's no guarantees.
I didn't install this racism in this country. This racism has been in this country ever since. Ever since it was a country.
Well, I get that, but we have to still fight it. I mean, nobody takes away our right to fight.
Yeah, right. We have to keep fighting. Definitely have to keep fighting it. But I didn't create this racism. This racism was here when I got here.
But, Larry, don't you feel a little bit like a racist if you're only going to vote for the black candidate?
No, I don't feel that way. Because if I vote for the white candidate, I'm going to be stepped on. I'm going to be scorched even more.
Well, you don't know that.
I think I have a chance.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Of the black candidate.
I understand what you're saying. And so which of the two black candidates do you think is going to do a better job for you?
Right now, I'm looking at the lady and Duplessis. Those are the two I'm looking at right now.
Well, the lady is Helena Moreno.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So you're undecided. You're considering Helena Moreno even though she's white.
Yes, I'm considering her.
Okay.
I'm considering her.
Okay. Well, Larry, I think it's important that you vote. I respect what you've been through. I can't pretend to know, but I've paid a lot of attention in my life, and I never understood. When I was growing up, I never understood, and this is a fundamental aspect of who I am. As a kid, I did not understand why there were different water fountains for whites and blacks and why there were different bathrooms. I didn't get it, and I don't remember what my father said when I asked him, why are there different water fountains and bathrooms? I don't remember what he said, but I knew it was unfair. That's the core of who I am, Larry. And I've done the best I can to follow the civil rights movement and the fight for rights. I have been criticized on this show because I do so much to stand up for equality And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop doing that. But I respect what you've been through, and I appreciate that you're listening to our show. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's a chance for us to talk. This is where we talk and we kind of get it out in the open. And maybe we say some things that might seem a little uncomfortable, but it's a conversation. And that's one of the great things about this show. It's one of the great things about talk radio, but especially on this show where we don't have many guests and it's really just me and the audience. We talk, and sometimes it's uncomfortable. Larry is thinking about one white candidate, one black candidate, but Larry said that he thinks that there's a better chance that he's not going to get stepped on and pushed around if there's a black candidate in office. If you're an African-American listening to our show, do you agree with Larry? I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with more of your comments. This is a great city, and we need a great mayor. And this is a very important mayor's race, and we need to vote because we know what happens when few people vote. The wrong person gets elected. So do what's right for this city and vote. And I don't believe that there is any reason to vote for a candidate or vote against a candidate because of skin color. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, as somebody who grew up during the, I was a young person, but I grew up in the middle of the battle for civil rights, and I was young when the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed. I'm surprised this is still an issue. I mean, I couldn't even conceive of the year 2025. I mean, that was like space age imagery in my mind when I was a kid, the year 2025. But I never thought that we'd still be struggling as much as we are. And we have a mayor's race with really three main candidates. So one is white and two are black. And we have a lot of black voters in New Orleans. And I got a hint yesterday from an African-American caller who said that he's supporting Helena Moreno, but he said that he has been told to watch his back if he doesn't vote for a black candidate. And I just thought that that was really sad. So let's get back to your calls. Let's go to New Orleans East. Brandon, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, Scoot, thanks for having me. And I'd like to say that I think that you're perfectly right in that we should vote on who's the most qualified person. I don't think there's any such thing as a undecided voter. An undecided voter is just a person who doesn't want to say or admit in public how they feel or how they're going to vote.
I think that's a good
point.
There
are white mayors that have done good things for black people, and there are black mayors that have done good things for white people. So we need to past this, and I agree with you. I think my choice is Helena Marrero because she's had the most experience of being in city business, on the council, and so on. She's just more qualified. Now, I think that Duplessis is a great guy. He's done good things, but he's done it on a state level, and there's a difference. And that's why I'm supporting Helena Marrero.
Brandon, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Rhonda in Central City. Hey, Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I am going with Helena Moreno. I am a African-American woman, and I don't understand when I hear people say what they're going to do for me. I really can't even unpack that statement. Mm-hmm. But recently I had a woman that commented under my post on Facebook when I said I was voting for Helena Marino. And it was I responded to a post that was posted by Jason Williams endorsing her. And they called them a bunch of failures under the post. And I said, well, I guess I'm a failure, too, because I'm going with Helena Marino.
Well, Rhonda, you know that you shouldn't take that seriously, what anybody says on Facebook and social media, because many of them are trolls and they just want to rile you up. And you should really just follow your conscience.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I will be following my conscience. Like, if it was up to me, I really would vote for Janusa. So my second pick is Helena Marino, because I know Janusa just have 7% and he's not going to win.
So you don't think really race is a matter in terms of your life being, better if a candidate's black or worse if a candidate's white?
My life is better when I work.
Right.
And earn a paycheck. And for some, you can go to college, or if you have a skill, some people don't have to go to college. I know my beautician didn't go to college. She has a skill.
Right.
So I believe if you don't have a skill, then you must go to college and get a skill or learn a skill or to a trade school.
And Rhonda,
so your life will become better.
Yeah, what you're saying is your life is better because of what you do. You're not depending on a politician to make your life better. And I totally agree with that.
I'm not waiting on a politician, but what I do know in black neighborhoods, which I've always lived, that's the neighborhoods that's filled with crime and people hanging and just filth and noise. No quality of life. No quality of life in black neighborhoods. And I know in many of the black neighborhoods, the black politicians came out of these same neighborhoods, but yet black people in these neighborhoods do not have a quality of life. Nobody come in the public spaces and remove the sofas and the milk crates and the chairs that black people sit out there so they can hang in the street and disturb the residents who live in that neighborhood. I'm going with Helena Marino, and I'm Rhonda Oliver.
Rhonda, I appreciate the call. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, the Beatles arrived in America in February of 1964. On this day of the Scoot on the Air calendar, in 1963, Swan Records released this song, She Loves You, in the United States. It was ignored. The song was totally ignored. In 1964, it made it to number one. But it was released on this day in 1963, before the Beatles arrived, and radio stations and listeners didn't even pay attention to it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2009, Peter, Paul, and Mary became Peter, Paul, and Mary Travers passed away after suffering with leukemia for several years. She was 72 years old. This was their biggest hit from 1969. I'm Scoot on the Air. If you're on hold, stay with us. I want to continue this conversation. Is this another race about race, the mayor's race? Are African-American voters free to vote for a white candidate without repercussions from the black community? We're talking about that. More continues into the next hour. We'll also get into the topic of how much we hate the hate. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.